In the Madison Police Department podcast, we promote safety by providing information on current crime trends in the capital city. In addition, we give listeners a behind-the-badge look at community-based, problem-solving policing done the Madison way. You will hear from passionate MPD subject matter experts, people we like to call guardians. These men and women are dedicated to keeping Madison a great place to live, learn, and play.
Greetings and welcome to the Madison Police Department podcast. I'm your host, Public Information Officer Tyler Grigg. Thanks so much for listening along with us as we mark a moment of transition, one which I think is very exciting for the Madison community and here at the MPD. Chief Sean Barnes is here with me as we get to talk with him for the first time on this podcast. First, I'd like to give a little background on our newest chief of police. Dr. Sean Barnes is a nationally recognized leader in crime reduction and community police relations. He was most recently the Director of Training and Professional Development for the Civilian Office of Police Accountability in Chicago, Illinois. Barnes was also the Deputy Chief of Police in Salisbury, North Carolina from 2017 to 2020, and a captain with the Greensboro Police Department in North Carolina, where he began his career as a patrol officer in the fall of 2000. Barnes was honored as a National Institute of Justice Lead Scholar for using his innovative technology to reduce crime and was recently selected as a member of the National Police Foundation's Council on Policing Reforms and Race. After a rigorous year-long hiring process, Sean Barnes will be the 30th Chief of Police for Madison, starting February 1st. Chief, that's quite the biography. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Just kind of curious, how familiar are you with the Madison area? Have you been here throughout your life, or is this kind of the first time you've been up here?
You know, actually, I have been here a couple of times. I have an uncle who lives here, as well as some cousins, and so I've had an opportunity to visit Madison before, and it's a great community.
Very cool. Well, you've been here when it's been extremely cold. We have what's known as some polar vortexes, so some of the temperatures right now during this recording are dropping, but hopefully it'll warm up soon. So tell us a little bit about this hiring process and what excites you the most about the opportunity to be the chief here in Madison.
Well, the hiring process was managed by the police executive research form, what we call PERF, and it was obviously oversought by the Police Fire Commission. It included several rounds of interviews, and in between each round, it was references, checks regarding your background, the references you put on your CV. In addition to that, they looked into some of the things that you allegedly accomplished. And so from there, you would move to the different phases. I got an opportunity to meet with the Police Fire Commission over Zoom because of COVID. And so we had several in-depth interviews during that process. And obviously, you got an opportunity to see the 30-minute videos that we did for the public. So I think given all the constraints of COVID and the timetable that the Police Fire Commission set, I think it was a very rigorous process. They certainly dug deep into every candidate's background to ensure that they were the right fit for Madison. And so I'm excited. I'm blessed to have been chosen to be the next police chief for the Madison Police Department. What excites me the most about this position is that in Madison, our citizens are saying they want a bigger stake in public safety. And so I've always thought that crime prevention was everyone's responsibility. And now with the advent of the Civilian Oversight Board, a police monitor, the community engagement efforts that we have, that's really coming to fruition. And it makes me excited to know that our citizens want to have a say in the type of police work that we do here in Madison. And so that was one of the things that really drew me to Madison. Obviously, in Chicago, I worked for civilian oversight. So I can attest to how well civilian oversight helps a community when it's done well. So I'm looking forward to working with them and to being a part of the Madison community.
And as a former crime prevention officer, I really love what you said there, because you're right. It's a partnership between the community and crime prevention 101 when we get to know each other and get to know our neighbors and work together. So for our listeners, this podcast is pre-recorded prior to the official start date of February 1st. But Chief, you've already hit the ground running. What are you doing to prepare for this new role? And what are your short and long-term goals both within the department and the community?
Well, this is my second week in Madison. I have one more week before my official start date of February 1, but I thought it was important to take the time to come to the community and do what I think good leaders should do, which is listen more than they talk. And so I've been listening to community members via Zoom, and I've been visiting with staff and officers so that they know that they have a voice in the chief's office, because once again, it's a partnership. Public safety is a partnership. So the thing that I've been doing the most is filling up my schedule with as many meetings as I can to get to know the Madison way. What I mean by that is every community has a specific way in which they want to be treated by their law enforcement and what are their particular metrics. And this is very important to me because, you know, I could have my vision, I could have my thoughts, but that very seldomly moves the needle. It has to be a shared vision. And so what I'm doing with these 3 weeks before I start is listening to the community so that when I start on day one, I can draft a shared vision for our police department.
Yeah, and I've talked with a lot of my coworkers now, and they see you roaming the halls. They really appreciate you coming in on your own time, even prior to the start date. So thank you for that. Hey, I've compiled some questions from members of our community, and I'd like to share a few of these with you. One of them is, since you've most recently been working in Chicago, does that mean you're a Bears fan, or will we see you be wearing a cheese head before long?
You know, someone once said, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. So you will not see me with any Bears paraphernalia on. I don't think you would see that in Chicago. And so I am certainly rooting for the Green Bay Packers. For the record, I think they're the greatest football team that's ever lived, hey, and I can't wait to cheer them on.
I think you're going to fit in just great here in Wisconsin, Chief. The next one here I have is, what ideas or plans do you have to engage the community in a police-community partnership? And how can Madisonians come alongside MPD to make Madison a safer place for all?
Well, I think that what you will see with this administration is a renewed effort. And I say renewed because the police department has always been engaged in the community. But what you will see is a renewed effort to reintroduce ourselves to the community, giving COVID and given the national sentiment toward policing. And so what I can assure you is the officers will get out of their vehicles. They will get to know the police officers, our community policing officers, our crime prevention officers. Anyone who has a badge is a community policing officer. I do not subscribe to the idea that community policing is a project. I do not subscribe to the idea that community policing is a program. Community policing is a philosophy, and it's my responsibility to make sure that every officer, staff member knows that what you do in uniform is a direct expression of community policing.
And so how can Madisonians come alongside MPD to make it a safer place for all? And I know you've touched on this. Are there anything that kind of sticks out in your mind that you've done throughout your career, of what's worked, what are some best practices?
Well, one of the things that I have always done in my community is seek the input before the strategy, because one of the mistakes that police departments have made throughout our history is that we have drafted the strategy without the input. And so I plan on having a chief's advisory board. I'm going to start with a youth citizens advisory board, because for me, it's important that our future leaders, they have to have a say in public safety as well. And so I've already began working and drafting what that's going to look like, having our kids come to the table and kind of guide us on what they want to see. And so we're going to work with our district commanders. We're going to work with all our staff members to have those forums so that we can draft a direction with the input of our citizenry. So that's how they can have their input.
Very cool. What are some steps you will take to bring healing to disenfranchised members of our community here in Madison?
Well, I think the first thing in order to bring healing is that there has to be some understanding And then after that understanding, there has to be some type of reconciliation. And so this is something that I'm going to speak on briefly during my remarks on February 1. But there has to be healing for all members of the community. And that's not just those that are disenfranchised, but there are some of our business community who felt like their voices was not heard this summer. There's, those that are in our protest community feel like their voices have not been heard. And, you know, I truly believe that there's room for everyone. There's room for everyone to have their voice. As long as we do it in a manner that's respectful, we can move the needle.
Yeah, and you mentioned it earlier. I mean, listening is one of those things that we can do, that you can do, and you've already done that. You're going to hit the ground running here with meeting with various members of the community and just to listen. So, excellent. The next one here I have is, how will you help our MPD and our residents fight the current rising crime rate with shots fired incidents at 250, which is an all-time high for 2020, and also 2020 for being tied for the deadliest year on record? We've had 11 homicides here in Madison in 2020.
So as a police chief, as a police officer, as a student of criminal justice, I am not okay with crime. I'm not okay with any level of crime, whether it's high crime or low crime. When a crime occurs, it means that we have failed as a society. We have failed because the police, we are informal social control, and our community, or we're formal social control, and our community are informal social controls, and we have failed. When it comes to crime, the first thing that we have to do is we have to be able to understand how to leverage information, because the idea, once again, is to prevent crime. And so what I want to do is I want to really empower our crime analysis section so that our officers, they leave the station armed with the best information that they need in order to prevent crime. And then we have to make sure that we look at crime from the standpoint of problems. Now I'm encouraged because Madison Police Department, we are no stranger to problem-oriented policing. But we're going to make that more systematic, and that we'll add an accountability measure. So when you go to that call and it's the third burglary in this neighborhood in a month, we will make sure there's not a fourth, because we will look at that crime as a problem. We all are familiar with problem-oriented policing, Professor Goldstein from Madison UW, and we're going to make that the fabric of our strategy to reduce crime. I believe that we can make Madison the safest city in America. I don't know who gives that award out or the best place to live, but whoever holds it for 2019 or 2020, get ready to give it up, because we're going to get it in 2021.
I love it. That's awesome. So you are stepping in and to lead an exceptional police department here. So, and we serve as an example to the other departments around the nation. What changes or improvements do you hope to make here?
You know, this is an exceptional community with an exceptional police department, but exceptional does not mean perfect. And we cannot be unwilling to change or to improve. Personally, you know, I never want to be in a place where I feel like we have it all figured out. We have to learn, we have to grow, we have to be a student of the profession of policing. And quite frankly, as a police leader, I'm never satisfied. If we are exceptional, I'm looking for the next level of exceptionalist. And the way we do that is by making sure that we're always looking for our community support and our community input. You know, some people may say, well, it's just a small, what if it's a small number of people who do not support the police? For me, that's not acceptable, right? We have to make sure that we reach out to all segment if we are truly going to be that national model for exceptional policing, which is my personal vision for our police department.
Yeah, and you mentioned it earlier, improving. That is one of our core values of continuous improvement. So it's great to hear that we can't settle for anything less. And lastly, I have to know, we like cheese here in Wisconsin. Have you had an opportunity to try any local cuisine through takeout? If you haven't yet, you can't go wrong with ordering cheese curds from any establishment here.
You know, I have not. And I will admit, I am what's called a foodie. I travel to eat, and I eat to travel. So
love it.
If anyone has any recommendations for lunch or dinner, please let us know one way or another. Maybe if there's an opportunity to comment somewhere we post this, please let me know. I'm looking forward to trying everything that I can. And I love cheese. My baby girl, she's just like me. She loves cheese too, so I can't wait.
Now, how can you not love cheese? And that's great. You guys heard it here, folks. We're going to look for some great recommendations for the new chief, where he can find some of those great cheese curds here in the city. Well, thank you, Chief, and it was great to chat with you. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Madison Police Department podcast.